Central African Republic, the violence, hatred, and instability are a direct result of the human rights crisis that began in December of 2012, when mostly Muslim Seleka forces launched an armed offensive that culminated in the seizure of power in March of 2013. In power for nearly 10 months, the Seleka were responsible for massacres, rape, torture, and looting, as well as massive burning and destruction of Christian villages. The mostly Muslim Seleka forces overthrew the government and unleashed a wave of violence, burning villages and killing untold numbers of people. The tides turned when, in response, militias known as the Anti-Balaka began attacking the Seleka bases and the Muslim minority. As Seleka leaders were forced from power and fled, Muslim civilians faced the wrath of the Anti-Balaka forces. In town after town, the Muslims were attacked and massacred, their homes and mosques destroyed. This is where this man had stepped in, Father Bernard Kinvey, a Chameleon Catholic priest and the director of the John Paul II Hospital of Bosemtelia. Originally from Togo, he has worked in the Central African Republic since 2008. Now, during the bloodshed in the Central African Republic, Father Kinvey risked his life day after day to save hundreds of Muslims from certain death at the hands of the killers. With humble courage and an infectious smile, he stands up for the most vulnerable. When the Seleka fled Bosemtelia in January, taking Father Kinvey's precious car with them, the Anti-Balaka swept into the northwestern town, slaughtering 80 Muslims. Father Kinvey responded to the threat by opening the doors of the mission to terrified Muslims and looking for those hiding in the bush. He was helping a mother climb on top of a truck one day when the driver sped off before he could pass up her baby. He gave the child to a teenage girl on the next truck, but has no idea if the mother and child were ever reunited. After weeks of treating wounded Anti-Balaka fighters and building a relationship with their leaders, he noticed that the jeers and threats that had accompanied earlier evacuations were growing quieter. The once murderous hatred of Muslims had begun to fade. "There was one day when I was scared about going out at night to evacuate the refugees," he said. "I got to the roadside where there were 200 people. I saw groups of people around me who helped get them into the cars. They wore talismans around their necks, which meant they were Anti-Balaka, but they helped the day. When I became a priest, I undertook to serve the sick, even if it meant putting my life in danger," he says. "I said that, but I didn't really know what it meant. But when the war came, I understood what it means to risk your life. Being a priest is more about giving blessings. It's about standing with those who have lost everything." Now, at first, the Anti-Balaka went around killing Muslims one by one, he says. "But I saw people protecting them, and I saw the Anti-Balaka eventually realizing that they shouldn't be killing them. They came to their senses and started bringing Muslims to the missions. Some Christians hid Muslims in their houses and called us at night to come and get them. I thirst for peace in Central African Republic," he says. "I want to see people able to move around safely like in any other country. I want to see my Muslim brothers, who have lost everything, return to their homes. It's their country, and they need to be back home. I discovered that only love can destroy the walls of hatred. I thank God that I showed love to all who came to our hospital. I met rebels who once threatened me with death, and I was able to offer my hand to greet them, thanks to this love. Only love can overcome the hatred of the world, and this love we can live through prayer. Each time one asks me where I find the strength to do all that I do, I simply say, Jesus Christ, the Eucharist, adoration, daily prayer of the Rosary. These are my weapons of victory. In this conflict, two essential principles have guided me. Just like Christ my Lord, I should love fully to give my life for those I love. This could take me to my death, as it was in the case of Jesus, but I believe He will raise me up. This Christian hope was a force for me. Then secondly, whatsoever you do to the least of these, my brethren, you did it unto me. I was convinced that by protecting, healing, and nourishing those 1,500 refugees with us, it was Jesus that I was serving. I saw the face of Jesus in all these people as I gazed on the Eucharist.